Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
In today's quick look at God's Word, we want to take a look at Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15, and take a look at the breastplate of righteousness that we're supposed to put on. Here we go, Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Paul wrote this, "Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace." Again, that's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 14 and 15. Now, as the Apostle Paul described the spiritual armor that prepares the Christian to succeed in living the Christian life, he made spiritual analogies using the figure of a Roman soldier. Since he wrote this letter from a Roman jail, guarded by Roman soldiers, it was a natural connection to make. The description of this spiritual armor is divided into two sections. First, Paul wrote about what armor to have. Then he wrote about the armor to take. The breastplate of righteousness is the second item listed and is one of the aspects of the armor to have. That is, we keep it as something constant. Using the connection Paul made, we are to keep righteousness on us just as a Roman soldier kept his breastplate on himself. Note it well, righteousness is represented as a breastplate that provides essential protection for the most vital organs. We can no sooner battle against spiritual enemies in our own righteousness than a soldier can effectively fight without his breastplate or body armor. Now, this is not our own earned righteousness. It's not a feeling of righteousness, but it is a righteousness received by faith in Jesus Christ. It supplies a general sense of confidence, an awareness of our standing and position. We know that our standing with God is based on who Jesus is and what he did, instead of who we are and what we have done. We put on the breastplate of righteousness by choosing to trust in Jesus, by putting your faith in him. Then, and only then, are you protected by this breastplate. Martin Lloyd-Jones wrote this. He said, "Thank God for experiences, but do not rely on them. You do not put on the breastplate of experiences, you put on the breastplate of righteousness." Now, sometimes we're tempted to say to the devil, "Look at all I've done for the Lord," but that is shaky ground, though sometimes it feels good. It's shaky because the feeling and experience and doing are all so changeable. The good news is this: God's righteousness never changes. The breastplate of righteousness is your best defense against the sense of spiritual depression and gloom that comes against your gut. Today, decide, I'm going to put on the breastplate of righteousness and remind myself that I do look to Jesus Christ and trust in him for my righteousness, who he is and what he's done for me. And I do it today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.